Once the pigment is ground, I measure out specific amounts to be used in each dye pot. All the pieces are dyed in small batches. Bring it over to the dye pot, which I would have boiling over here to heat all my liquid. So I create an infusion of the dyed matter in the pot for about an hour or so at simmering or boiling temperature, and mixing throughout. So once the infusion is complete, then I'll transfer that into its own separate container and filter out all of the old plant matter. I start with having the fully extracted pigment liquid all on its own. Then I add a mordant to it. A mordant is an intermediary molecule that helps pigment bond to fabric. Depending on the mix of the mordant, you can control what type of color you extract from plants. So for the sumac, there's a full range of colors that can be extracted, but I'm using specifically gray for this project. So I add the mordant into the dye mixture. And then once those two are thoroughly mixed, the pigment will attach to whatever you place inside the dye mix. So I have all my pieces of fabric pre-folded into their shapes to be able to accept the color in a specific pattern. And then I'll immerse those into the dye bath. And then once the piece comes out, I need to set the dye itself. So I have a bath of wheat bran that is used to set the mordant onto the fabric. Very briefly. And then the piece is ready to rinse and dry.